Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Spill Zone, a brand new puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. A unique, challenging, and utterly addictive game. Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible. So get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat. Spill Zone. Download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device, and best of all, it's free. That's spill.zone. Spill Zone. One small pour for man, one giant spill for mankind. Download it today.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Gentlemen, get out your calendars because I need to start doing some scheduling here. And,
okay.
I just don't have time to talk to you during the day. Just really have
You're
no
very busy.
Interest
so
in doing
our calendars?
I'm a busy person. Yes.
Okay.
Calendars out because I originally was planning a team lunch. We're probably going to throw that out. We're
okay.
probably just not going to do
right.
that. That because Jimmy Cerrito has reached out and... Jimmy has, let me see what the date is. Jimmy has offered the Mike O'Mara Show. That would be Oscar, Rob, and myself. And,
right.
We're first, but I wanted to do that with everybody in the room.
Sure.
Because I know we've got Rofo here, and he's next on the pecking order. So
awesome.
I wanted to do that. So
really?
October
ahead
50-
of, ahead of Pony?
Well, no, Pony's here, too. I mean, Pony goes without saying. Pony's first.
Oh. Okay. Yeah,
Pony's
good.
Here.
Okay.
It goes, you know, I mean, I don't want to do a pecking order show here, but I mean, it's just everybody here. So he's got three tickets for us. Three tickets for, let me see, hold on just a second.
But to be clear, we're still
October
allowed
October 15th cap game.
We're still yeah, allowed to have lunch that
Aren't
day,
we already
right?
already hanging no. out with you on the 14th?
Me for the meet and greet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not. Hey, excuse me, Mr. Up in the Clouds. I'm not. This is. I'm asking if anybody's interested in going to a free hockey game, Douche Magouche.
Oh, I'm
not.
Sorry.
I'm not asking to hanging out with me.
I mean, we're
for
already,
God's sake.
Oh, you're
I'm a
speak-
happening guy. I'm going back into the city that I spent 30 years. You hump. I can get as many people as I want to come. I'm picking you guys because Jimmy said that if the other guys want to come, that's why I'm passing this along. Would you like me to? He's all right. Here we go.
Hey, Mike. You know while we're on the topic. Stop
yes.
the presses.
What does the fox say?
There's Rob Spiewak with a major announcement.
Hey,
yeah, that's right.
Somebody's coming. Woo! Yeah. And that somebody is Mike O'Mara. And you'll have a chance to meet him and greet him
and
hang out
too.
With him on right. Wednesday, October 14th, right here in the nation's capital. In fact, the entire TMOS crew will be at the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tap Room. It's Mike, Oscar, Rob, and all the rest in their first ever...
All right. I want you to blow that copy up. That's ridiculous.
Oh, but
that,
I love...
The, you
I
lead,
love
you
somebody's
lead.
Coming.
Wait, hold on. When have you ever led with me? You
well,
don't lead with
when,
me. It's the show.
But when has it ever been the fact that the appearance... is happening because you're
yeah.
in town.
You're in town.
That's the
yeah,
story.
But but
remember
hold
when
on.
You left us for dead?
Yeah.
Yes, but hold on.
Now you're coming back.
Yeah, you're like just like Jesus Christ himself.
And see, you know
the
what?
Resurrection.
I have no sense. I have no sense whatsoever that I'm not with you guys every day, and sometimes painfully so. Okay. I see you all. I see your faces. We work together every day, so there's no sense on my part that I'm not there, okay?
Right.
I'm here every day. So, I mean, it's all of us. We're going to be there on October 14th, all right?
That's why
now,
it's so special.
Let me change the copy then, okay?
Thank you. All right. So join us at the... All right, go
all right. Stop the presses.
What does the fuck say?
Someone's still here. It's Mike, Oscar, Rob, and all the rest in their first ever Washington, D.C. event. From 6 till 9 p.m., come spend some time and have a brew with your favorite...
Hold on. What do you mean their first ever Washington, D.C. event?
We have never done a meet and greet in the District of Columbia.
Well,
technically,
I have. I've done appearances in D.C. for years.
Yeah,
I
mean, but not based on this show.
Yeah.
But don't you think when you're being so suburban... You're being so, like, in your
well,
little area.
Well, he's in the big city, that's why.
That's
and also,
what it,
we're
it's
trying
like
to call
D.C.
attention.
D.C. is Leesburg, Annapolis, Baltimore, the whole thing. Why do you have to say it's
Ollie.
A big deal that we're coming across a border that's 12 miles from your
it's
house?
A
it's
big
a big deal,
deal
for Rob.
It's a big deal for the people that are in D.C.
No,
they
it's
need to
not.
Realize that we are here.
Most
and
of
it's
the people
first
that are
ever.
In D.C. live out in the burbs anyway, and everybody drives through over. You're not alone. You do it every day.
day. Pony does
here.
It every day.
But they're here. We want them to know there's something, Mike, there's something special to attach to this. And obviously it's not the fact that you're traveling, because we've already determined that. I wanted to make it somehow. Mike, it's the sizzle.
Yeah, okay. It's a sizzle.
It is. All right.
Start again. Soften that whole thing about the big deal that you're coming across this city, Virginia boy.
Watch this.
Thank you.
Stop the presses.
What does the fuck?
There is energy waning now. Beating him down.
Guess who's still here? And they're always in Washington, D.C., so come on out and see them, since they're always here. From 6 till 9 p.m., come spend some time and have a brew with your favorite podcast buddies right here at the Mad Fox Brewing Company's Glover Park Tavern.
Who are the podcast buddies?
It's Mike, Oscar, and Rob. Also, Pony and Rob Ford. It's Wednesday, October 14th.
Okay.
That's right, from 6 till 9 p.m. You know who else might be there? Mac.
Oh, Mac. Yeah. Oh, Mac, hey, I'm excited about that. That's
maybe great. Rachel. Maybe Adrian.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's at 2218 Wisconsin Avenue Northwest. You got that? Good.
Are you talking to me?
No, it's the copy.
Why were you looking at right at me when you said it with that attitude?
That's in the copy.
All right.
So read it, Oscar. What does it say? The address.
Oh, it says, for the first time ever.
No. Go skip down. Skip down.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. 2218 Wisconsin Avenue, Northwest.
Right.
And then?
All right.
Got it? Good.
See? It's in the copy. Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Don't say that part.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
hey, Mike's back in town, everybody. He's been gone for decades. Decide to stop by. We usually have him on the television.
Stop by.
Live in person.
All right. We done with that? So we're going to be there Wednesday night. Now, Thursday night, Jimmy's invited us all to a hockey game with great seats.
What are
really,
we
really
how great,
great
are they, Mike?
Seventh row.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,
wow.
That's, you know that.
Okay, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. So Oscar's in.
That's
it's going to be. Okay. All right. So hold on
how
just
nice
a second.
Of you. Hey, stop the presses. Oscar's coming in to D.C.
I live here, for God's sake.
Okay. Oscar's staying in D.C.
Rob,
including unlimited.
What?
Including unlimited beer, wine, soda, buffet until the start of the third period in the private rinkside cafe near our seats.
It'll be a
That's what he's offering
just
us.
So just so you know, Mike, I'm not going to be the funnest of guests, not because I don't want to be, it's because I have class the next morning.
Not either, because I've got a big auction to do Friday. Well,
good,
then you
good.
Can. Yes. Are you coming?
I wouldn't miss that. Are you kidding?
All right, so it's got food, drink. It's all included.
Drink
and,
food.
And drink so food, far, it's food, oh, it's Jimmy's friend Lumpy is going to be there from Canada.
I can't go.
You don't even know the guy.
What of Lumpy? How do we not know of Lumpy?
You probably have met Lumpy. Lumpy comes from, really, way, way, way up in the Great White North, like Eskimo country.
Mike, I've met him before. Absolutely. He spends his off season is, what is it? He cuts down great oaks and he serves lumberjacks. That's what he does.
That's how far north he is. That's,
wow.
That's what he does.
Is Lumpy, describe his physical appearance?
No. He's like a man's man.
Do you know who he looks like? And this is really obscure, but this is for our older listeners. He appears to be a young Rod Steiger. That's the way he looks.
Not Rod Stewart.
If you want to look up Rod Steiger's face, that's what he looks like. And so he's got the tickets, and we're invited. So if it's you two guys, then we're done.
Like an on-the-waterfront Rod Steiger?
Right. Now maintaining the fact that I'm going to be in D.C. that whole week, and my wife's going to be out in Manassas, I am also, Pony sent me an email that there's another hockey game that there are some tickets available. Have you heard back from that guy?
Yes, I have. I got the number, and I sent it back to you a couple days ago.
What day is that?
Wait. When did you send me? Via email or by text?
By email.
Electronic mail.
Yes.
It's all right. Pony's emails get there slower than other emails.
But very deliberately.
What date are we looking at for the other game? Why don't we look that up?
Yeah,
I'm
let's
looking
take
it
a look.
Up right now.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And you know what? As soon as we find the date, you can bet Mike we'll be there.
Well, because maybe we could have a packed dance calendar for Mike now that he's back in town.
Back in town. And it's like he never left.
Yeah.
That would be Tuesday, October 12th.
All right, so you go 12th, 13th, 14th.
Hey, my anniversary.
Bam, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be Tuesday, the hockey game?
Mm-hmm. As Rob Ford just said, Mike, Columbus Day.
That's Monday, right? Isn't Monday Columbus
Day? Well, it might be observed, but 12th is traditional
Columbus
Day.
The 12th is a Monday.
No.
Well, the email says Tuesday, October 12th. Let's look at a calendar.
Yes, it's October 13th.
It would
13th,
have to be, yeah.
It's the 13th. Mm-hmm. For sure the 13th, Mike.
All right. I'm just trying
to figure this out. So you've got the 13th, 14th, and 15th booked.
So, I don't know who's going on the 13th.
Well,
yet, though.
It's got to be Rob Spiewak.
No, it's not. Rob's going
on the 15th.
But couldn't he go on the 12th?
Rob
the 13th
doesn't.
As well?
Yeah, like Rob's going to go to two hockey games in a week.
Well,
from
what
Leesburg.
Other friend would you like to go with you?
I might take Matt. Are you interested in going? Or do
Tony?
If you don't care, Rofo would probably be.
Yeah, I'm not a
he
big
wants to go with
guy.
Rofo.
I'm in.
He just basically
I'm in.
Said that.
Yeah. I'm in.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. I just said because I'm not
no,
going to put Pony on the
right
spot.
Away.
You know what, Oscar?
Like
I'm not going to put Pony
guy.
On the spot
yeah,
and,
yeah.
And not because yeah. he wouldn't want to go. I figure Rofo's more of a sports
you know who
fan,
would be a lot more fun? Mac.
Yeah,
big true. Hockey fan.
Big, mm-hmm. He's a diehard. He knows every player and every
Rofo, if we do, so we have tickets to that Tuesday game, and they're good seats too, right?
Yes.
Pony, I'm asking
seats.
You. Hello, all right, very good.
Mike. I appreciate the offer, but I think it should go to the sports guy, Rofo.
Does
Rofo.
It have the fact to go? Does it have to do with the fact that it would interrupt?
I really think
night?
It should go to you, Pony.
Hey, you know it'd be fun if you have two tickets. Why not send Pony and Mac?
Mike, why don't we?
Because I want to go. I'm in D.C. I want to go bad.
Why don't
love,
we send you
hockey.
With a listener?
Oh.
We'll have a sweepstakes. There's enough
wow.
time.
I do that in the spring. I do that. I sacrifice my body in the spring.
Your body. My body.
I do. I sacrifice
you
in
like
the spring.
You like my body?
And that's out of my pocket.
Yeah,
so
but they have
what?
To be in Florida. This is our core D.C. audience. You're mm-hmm. not here all the time. They can go
yeah, well,
you
know,
first
I don't believe
ever.
The tickets were given to you, were they, Oscar?
No,
they were
no.
given to me.
Yeah,
and you know what? Since
this is
since,
your show.
Since Rofo can't go on Thursday. Well, Rofo, on a scale of 1 to 10 going to a hockey game, how where does that rate for you?
I've never been before, and I hear it's an amazing experience, and I'd love to go with one Mike O'Mara.
He's never been before.
He's never
now,
been.
That's somebody who's never been to a
yeah,
hockey
should
game.
Go, and you have to go with Mike. You'll be able to see all
a turbo
sides
fan
of Mike
like
O'Mara.
Mike, that's yeah. a fantastic time.
Yeah. Tell the ice! Tell the ice!
And you know what?
I've heard stories.
You'll never forget that.
You're gonna
you'll
have,
never forget that.
You're going to have a lot of quality time with Mike when you pick him up and drive him there and when you drive him back to his hotel room. Yeah.
No, but also, I'm not going to be... We're all going to be fun Thursday night, but to be perfectly honest, I have a function, the auction that I have to do on Friday. And I don't want to be, you know, and we have a show, and I want to be, you know, I want to be with it.
A professional.
Absolutely.
I want to be a pro.
Yeah,
I want to be
exactly.
But it should, pro. But it shouldn't stop us from enjoying that super buffet Jimmy talked about. And Rofo, they're great seats, too. Pony, make sure we get them, and we'll be good to
all
go.
Right.
And the dance yeah. card is that is a full week, ladies
locked
and gentlemen.
In.
Yeah.
Locked
I don't
in.
Think, I can't remember the last time I've had 4 days out of the five.
That's when you lived here, Mike.
Something's going, no.
But you know, to
no,
many people,
I didn't do anything
oh, yeah,
to many people, he never left.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
Wonderful. That's it. So I'm looking forward to it, and should be fun. Well, let me see. Tuesday will be fun. We'll enjoy that, Rofo.
Unless his mom calls.
Oh, yes, yeah. Unless his mom called. But I figured it's payback for all the crap that I gave Rofo yesterday. You know, yeah.
Well, it was warranted. Just... I don't know any grown man that says, settle down, I'm talking to my mom, to another grown man.
That's true.
Settle down, my mother called.
My mother called.
Hey, just to let you know, I wasn't dicking around.
Well, I should hope not.
What do you mean you weren't dicking around?
Mom.
I wasn't blatantly blowing you off. That's what, yeah, why.
I don't think you were blowing me off at all. You were telling me to settle down, and that's
yeah.
unacceptable. Because
you said type
that.
Faster.
Yeah. I said
this attitude that we're talking about here.
It's starting to rear its head.
This is what really doesn't really work for us.
Yes, but you know, but you gotta be fair. He's over an hour away from his hookah.
Yeah, that's right.
You said type faster. My mom had something important to tell me.
I'll show him type faster. Click, 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 click.
I told my mom that, hey, Mike is texting me. Let me call you back.
And how did she react to that?
She said, okay.
How about a little less of your mom and more of us? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to hear about your mom when we're working together.
Hey,
God bless her. She's a very sweet lady.
You brought her up.
Yeah, she direct messaged me. Well, I'm not going to not tell you about that.
My mom direct messaged you?
She wrote me a direct message,
What'd
yes.
she say?
Well, I don't like talking about your mom, so we're not going to talk about
were
it.
Were there any pictures?
That's between you, your mom, and I. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Any pictures?
I'm really, I love you to death. You know, you're my favorite intern. You really are. But this whole discussion about the type faster, I'm really starting to rethink this whole Tuesday date.
Yeah.
I really am.
I told you.
I mean, I could go with somebody that you know, is much more presentable, and you know, it would be somebody that I just you know, I thought it would be nice. It would be my way, and then you come back with the whole type faster thing. Well, the type faster is because I was trying to get information that you were not aware of. You see, and now
you're doing what Oscar's accused. We've established that he's talking to his mom.
That's right. That's right.
You want me to text Zoolander, Michael?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm so sick of these guys and their Maseratis and Teslas.
Right? I barely even think about cars.
Yeah, seems like you barely even clean it.
Oh, well, thank you for noticing.
Nervous?
No, it's just I have this weird tingling in my hands. Like, they sometimes fall asleep, but they're fine sometimes, but then they get numb. My fingers do, and now it's all pins and needles.
Yeah, sure. My dad used to get that.
Really?
Yeah. Turned out to be MS.
MS? Oh, my God. Because, like, my hands are tingling, my feet are tingling, my ear is, like ringing sometimes. This eye doesn't focus really sometimes. MS. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to say... It's sad about your dad.
Yeah.
I don't know what I said, but that's what I was thinking the whole time.
You got there.
Yeah, I just, you know, I got a little caught up. I can't catch my breath.
It's okay. You're having a panic attack.
Yeah.
Here. Breathe into this.
Oh, my God. It smells so gross. I don't know what's worse, having a panic attack or that I ate what was in this bag.
My brother used to have panic attacks.
Did he get over him?
Yeah, sort of. No, he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge.
What?
No, it's okay. He lived. Except for now, he's a little bit more panicked because he keeps reliving that moment of impact.
Well, at least he's okay otherwise, right?
Pretty much. Except for he eats through a tube. That's tough.
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Skip right up.
On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, on the whole planet.
Big planet.
Because they get it, and if you're here, you do too. We have a fantastic new website that we want to hip you to on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's called nuts.com. It's absolutely incredible. Let me tell you why. Because they are, and I'm not exaggerating here, the best tasting nuts on the planet. Oscar is holding in his hot little hand right
now.
Look at that. A lot of stuff. We've all ordered stuff. They were very generous to try our nuts. And we did, and we're going nuts for these nuts. They're phenomenal.
Organic Brazil nuts, they're absolutely phenomenal. And then I treated myself with the ultimate malted milk balls.
Because it's not just nuts that they sell at nuts.com.
They got everything. They're effing huge.
Yep, they're fantastic. This is the simplest, by the way, and the most convenient way to have nutritious, delicious, healthy nuts and other wonderful treats from all around the world delivered straight to your door. We love this website. They have great pictures. It's easy to navigate. It's very simple. I love a great, fast, simple, wonderful website. If you want nuts, this is the best way to do it. They ship fast, and they're so good. Right now, new customers can get 4 free samples when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. They have been a family-owned business since 1929, always with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And nuts.com is more than just nuts. They have 3,000 snacks,
yes,
dried fruit, sweet treats, cooking and baking goods. Carla got a bunch of that for her friend Tara.
Yum.
I tell you, it's wonderful stuff. Nuts, nuts, nuts.com. Big, salty, sweet, whatever you like to munch on. Let them take care of you and your taste buds. Right now, new customers get 4 free samples. Choose from over 50 options? Wow.
Yeah.
That is a $15 value when you go to nuts.com and use the code TMOS. That's nuts.com and the code TMOS for 4 free samples with your order. Thank you, nuts.com. Glad to have them as a sponsor.
You know what I love on their website? You can actually shop by color. if you want to find a snack that's blue, you can actually find a snack that's blue.
Oh,
it's
man,
so
like
cool.
Blueberry.
Yeah,
I finally fed Pony his ultimate malted milk balls because he was begging to break into them before the show.
If you stand up, you can actually see it in Pony's body.
Like a snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are amazing.
They are really, really good.
Get on it.
I'm a sucker for malted milk balls, but I can't have any. I could reach through the monitor right now and grab them and go, hey, how are you? Anyway, our top story, ladies and gentlemen. Arnold. Arnold is going to host the Celebrity Apprentice. Is this not politics and reality and TV and entertainment all kind of merging together?
The perfect storm.
Am I the only one who feels that with this kind of blurred line, and we go back to, well, you can really technically go back to Ronald Reagan, who Republicans will tell you was their greatest president, the greatest modern president.
But
in
him
their
as
history.
A politician started as a punchline.
Reaganomics.
And it was a joke. But then when you get into the Arnolds and the Jesse Venturas, and it's just, and now we have Donald Trump, I think it's just my opinion that when we have the entertainment slash political overlap too much, we might be in for a bummer.
You're not down for Trump trickle-down economics?
Don't think so. Don't think so. Unless he writes me a check, Oscar.
It's surreal. There are a couple things in history that I have to stop myself and say, wait, did that really happen? One is the fact that for a while, Elvis was Michael Jackson's father-in-law.
You gotta let that go.
But it's just, it's so weird. I can't wrap my head around it. The other is the fact that Arnold Schwarzenegger went on The Tonight Show, said, I'm running for governor, and then became governor. And, you know, somehow to me, that's weirder than the Jesse Ventura thing. I don't know why.
See, I think it's almost a tie because, I mean, there's another guy. You talk about a professional wrestler.
Yes.
And then he went on to become that wingnut that has all the conspiracy theories. But,
the grid.
But it's kind of like, you know, and here's the thing. After Trump runs, he's just going to come back and be famous again. It's branding, right?
Right, exactly.
And that's what Arnold was a governor. He never got further than that. That's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
But governor of California.
Governor of California was kind of like president.
Well, and they've got an economy that's bigger than many European countries.
Mm-hmm. And then he circles back after his political career, and he goes back to making his movies, and now he's going to host the Celebrity Apprentice because the other host, entertainer slash businessman, he can't be on the show because he's running for president. Is that why he's not on the show, or did NBC just kind of go with Mexico?
He was distanced and let go after he made the comments.
Yeah,
but it's.
But he
it
said
is,
he could, he was he's his. Well, I mean, it's a good spin on his end. He said he wouldn't have been able to do it regardless, simply because of the campaign.
But also now he has that in his pocket. Remember this week he said, "When I say something like, look at that face, that's because I'm an entertainer, not because I'm a politician." Well, you got to choose, buddy. You can't.
Are you guys gonna watch tomorrow night? Are you gonna watch the
debate? Of course. Yeah, you don't miss a debate.
It's not like the first one where I was kind of looking forward.
But
it's
kinda,
you know what you're going to get. You
know? No, you're going to get the lady this time, and she's
the lady
pissed.
Carly Fiorina.
Oh, she is pissed.
No, she's not. That's not going to be like a cat fight. It's not going to happen.
Wouldn't it be great if she came at him and scratched his face?
Yeah, by the way,
jumped
you know what's
the
funny turn? About what's funny about all this too, and maybe it's because of the. You know, there is another party in this country, but you would never know it to watch
TV. Because they don't have enough pizzazz.
Well, they don't. There's a big article in the Boston Globe that I read this morning, which concerns the, I believe her name is Deborah Wasserman Schultz, who is the head of the DNC. She's the congressman from Florida who runs the DNC. She's the chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
She needs upper profile.
Well, she runs Big Florida.
Yeah.
Well, they have six debates scheduled for the Democrats.
When?
And the fact is, that's the question I have. It's like, what's going on here? I think that way back when Hillary was going to be it was a foregone conclusion.
Right.
And still looking pretty good for her, I would think, once the dust settles. But you never know.
You know, the whole thing about the vice president maybe jumping on board.
Yeah,
Joe,
you never
people
know.
People love it's, Joe.
It's fun to watch, but I also think that we have a situation here where you've got a pretty decent head start on one party because they've been getting all the attention.
All the press.
All the press has been there.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I still watch CNN now, and I talk about it's the Donald Trump show. Every single, whatever this guy does gets covered. That's it. You know, who gives a rat's ass? And by the way, can I say for our friends out in Northern California, our prayers go out to you. Some of the most amazing footage I've ever seen of wildfires and just
terrifying.
Destroying homes. Absolutely terrifying. And that's the lead story. It's not what Donald Trump is doing again, but that if you watch the, you know, my and I, you know, I should just stop watching because like some guy sent me a link to Al Jazeera and said they have unvarnished news, but I still feel like I'm watching a terrorist.
Is Wolf still with them?
Yeah, Wolf's still there. Wolf Blitzer, the Situation Room. That's
now,
what I,
you are a political pundit. Let me float this.
No, I'm
by.
Not a well, political no, okay, well, pundit. No,
he's a hack like all of us.
But you know,
I'm
you are a guy who enjoys the sport of politicking. You like the spectator sport.
I still do. I still get into it.
Let me toss this out to you and let me know what you think. Is it possible that the Democrats are laying low to let all the crazy chicks just flame out and let that dust settle before they make a push? Are they purposely staying out?
Giving them too much credit.
You think?
I really think that they don't have it. Nobody. The one thing we can tell you is, haven't we learned that something can happen within 3 weeks of an election that can turn things on their head?
One week.
You never can predict what's going to happen. You really can't. It's very, very difficult to do that. Look at the elections for president that we've had, where they've had to go to the Supreme Court to get resolved because it was so damn close. It's real. And, you know, I have a question for you. In 2016, Mr. Santana,
Chess.
I certainly hope that you are going to vote for president.
Yeah, I'm
going to
hump for Trump.
yeah, brilliant.
No, you know what's going to happen is he's going to say he's going to vote, and then it'll be
it
November whatever
in DC.
And he's going to say, you know what, the line was
it
a hassle.
Matter.
It wasn't amazing.
I'm telling you,
it doesn't matter.
They showed us it doesn't matter. We legalize weed, and we can't even legalize it.
Let me ask a question on the air
doesn't
to get
matter.
It out.
I live
to
in
get
the
it
district.
Out there. Let me ask this question. Your pals that are the big Trump supporters, how
they
much
make
of that?
America great, Mike.
That's right.
How much?
Hey, make
I really
America great again. Yeah. Get it right.
I'm so sorry. I just see those hats and I'm like, oh, here we go.
The trucker hats?
They both have them.
Of course they do.
Drab, I don't care because I don't know whether Drab is doing it. But how much is shtick? Is it all shtick or is it partial shtick? That's
well, no,
question.
I think Chad's all in and I can't speak for
that's
him.
Good.
But
that
he's
makes
got,
me
he's
happy.
Got a bumper sticker on his car. It's on there.
Is it a Trump bumper sticker?
It is affixed to his vehicle. And yeah. I think it may say, Trump, make America great again. I think it might say that.
Okay, now, that's all I needed to know.
Meanwhile,
for some reason, that makes me very happy.
You know what came really in our mail yesterday based on her allowance money?
Yes.
Julia got a Bernie Sanders t-shirt.
Aww,
by the way, I popped a little, ponied up a little dough for Mr. Sanders, Senator Sanders,
yes.
In the beginning, way back when, you know, and like so many of these campaigns, you do that and you say, hey, I get the little sticker. Nothing. I got nada, niente, zip, bupkis, nothing.
Well,
he's
getting forgetful. He's not a young man anymore.
Well, it was fun. The whole thing, but there was so much politics in the news yesterday.
What did you want, a coffee mug? What'd you order?
A bumper sticker. I checked off a bumper sticker for my little donation that I made
for
Bernie Sanders.
I think one came to the studio.
Oh, it did.
Right?
Yeah. We gave it to an intern.
Yeah.
You bastard. You bastard. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what? Noel is very happy. Besides, he skews younger.
Yeah.
Noel, I should probably give it to her boyfriend and he'll roll something in it.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do.
Hey, you know what he did? He twisted, what is it, a hog leg?
Yeah, it's a hog leg. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week, on a special edition of the AmeriCast, we interview Tony Perkins and Gary Stein from The Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. We ask questions about fashion. How about G-string or commando?
Wow, commando.
All right, how about you, Gary?
You know, right now I'm sitting in a diner and I'm squirming because my G-string is really bothering me.
And we also ask serious questions. Finally, missionary or doggy, Gary?
Me first?
Yeah, well.
Yes.
Okay, look, you know what? I got to be honest.
Answers to these questions and many more on this week's AmeriCast.
Nice.
Jeez. Who's that doing that promo
who's
there?
The guy?
That's Courtney Calkins. He actually was signed on to fill in for 2 weeks, but there is a...
He's doing a better job than Marcus.
Yeah,
I didn't
he's doing
say
a
it.
Much better
yeah,
job than Marcus.
Someone had to say it. Yes. Marcus, you have.
Have you ever been Wally Pipped?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, every night you go to sleep, right?
Right?
Sure. But do you really know how well you're sleeping? Do you? Listen up. New Sleep Number research shows that people with Sleep Number beds who use SleepIQ technology experienced improved sleep quality, and their time in bed was more restful. And now all Sleep Number beds are available with SleepIQ technology, so you can experience the best sleep of your life, and you can prove it. The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness, and I can even change as often as I want. Plus, it adjusts on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. With the optional SleepIQ technology, it also tracks your sleep, so you know how to adjust for your best possible night's sleep. So whether it's making adjustments to the comfort of your bed by changing your Sleep Number setting, or making different lifestyle choices, you know what's working because SleepIQ tells you. Come on in and discover the Sleep Number bed with SleepIQ technology starting at just $1,099.98. No better sleep. Sleep Number beds and SleepIQ technology are only available at any of the 475 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to wink mysteriously and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you. Oh, my God. I just turned that up on myself. Sorry. I apologize. How's everybody doing?
Doing okay. Great. Great. Cold this morning here. You know that?
Yes, very, very
chilly. How's
the
weather up there? You had, like, murky weather yesterday.
Absolutely as glorious can be. It is absolutely flawless. This is why I am here. And it's also low traffic time. There's just not a lot of people up here. And so it's fantastic.
My father's favorite time on the shore has always been September. Is that the best time up there?
September.
Do you remember September?
I like September. I find myself being up here getting a little bit more into fall
sure.
than being down south. So it's great. I'm enjoying
when
it.
When do your family members leave?
They're gone. They're all gone.
They're gone.
Yeah,
let's be clear. These are extended family, not the wife and kid.
No,
yeah, they're extended family.
I wouldn't send them away. I love having them around. We're thinking about the little guy because now as he is, 2 years old is in his rearview mirror. We're thinking now about the activities and what we're going to put him in, and we're trying to adjust his sleep patterns. Last night, Carla's idea was to put him to bed later. He normally goes down about 6:30. Mm-hmm. We put him to bed about 7:45 last night, and it worked beautifully. He got up at 4:15 this morning. 4:15. Now, God bless my wife. God bless my wife for getting up with him at 4:15 and going down there and dealing with him. But his sleep patterns are kind of all over the lot.
That's when you get some Jack Daniels and rub it on his gums, right?
That's that's exactly it.
So
for
help
a
me.
2-year-old, that's how you do.
So I mean, I think that's what people do.
When my aunt and uncle,
I got it a little bit.
My aunt and uncle lived in Atlanta. They had neighbors with kids, and when they needed them to pipe down, Daddy would make a shake called a Peachy Keen. And Peachy Keen had a little alcohol in it, and it was a good news. Kids are going to have Peachy Keens in early bedtimes. And it was sort of a rumor around the neighborhood,
nightcap.
And everyone thought, God, you can't do that. But then after you have two
kids booze,
they think,
right. Well,
maybe a little.
I think my parents might have done that to us. I think that was like they would make sure we'd go to bed that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
Being in an Irish family where alcohol was such an important part of my parents' lives, I will tell you that we did not have that type of activity. I didn't see that, but I'm sure there were medicines back in the day that had more alcohol in them than they do now, right?
Sure. I know. Oh, yeah. I know. I think I remember hearing parents that give like a quarter Benadryl to their kids and they're out.
Yeah, right? Sure.
I go back with that with my daughter, Catherine, where, you would be on an airplane and if she had trouble with her ears, and I think it was I think Benadryl was the particular narcotic. I don't know what's in it. I don't know how, but
it's fantastic. It makes
sleep
it
time powder.
Everything better though.
It's children's Benadryl. It's delightful to do that.
Big Daddy's house growing up was absolutely alcohol free, but when the kids were teething, his kids, they would rub a little whiskey on the gums. And I don't know if it actually relieved pain or just calmed them down.
All I know is...
everybody relax.
He stopped crying and now he's singing music.
I used to fly a lot when Catherine was an absolute infant, and we'd take her on trips. And flew to Arizona one time, and it was Dulles, I think, to Phoenix. And turbulent the whole way across the country.
Ugh.
The only way that she used to calm down would be if you would walk her up and down the aisle. And I remember this like it was yesterday.
Little enough that you carried her?
little enough that I would carry up and down the aisle. And we had her, well, and little enough where we got, she didn't need her own seat.
Right.
So we were up in the front of the plane back in the days when I was able to do that.
First class,
and,
baby.
Yes, thank you very much. Nothing on my own dime, thank you very much. And we're flying first class, and there was a guy across the aisle. The former Mrs. O'Mara was sitting on the aisle. I was sitting, on the window. I was sitting on the aisle. And then there was a guy that did two things. He was a shoe taker offer. Which I think you ought to be stabbed in the eye with an ice pick when that happens, you know. And so the shoes came off right away. And then Catherine had, at the time, I don't think we even knew, had these issues with her ears. Mm-hmm. So being on an airplane, like a lot of kids, it was very, very difficult for her. And this guy did not say anything. He did not look. This is what he did the whole thing. And I believe
so
at one
passive
point,
aggressive. Just
I
the
believe
worst.
At one point I said, "Sir, if you got a problem, I'm doing the best I
was
can."
Was his name Buzz Burbank? He didn't really like kids.
It was terrible because I had to keep her in the seat because the fastened seatbelt line was on for the whole damn flight
when
across
the
country.
When you mentioned the former Mrs. O'Mara, I was thinking about this the other day, right? Because we're in the age of software. Couldn't we say, because Mrs. O'Mara 3.0 is the latest version, right?
Yeah. I really, I'm going to probably stop
we could
you right
say,
now.
How about
I'm probably
2.
Going to say,
and then
I'm
going to
say, you came in, you know, Oscar, you came into the studio in a very playful mood today, and I love that when you're like that. I'd please not request that you don't play.
And besides, we're mostly Apple people, so why don't we call her Mrs. O'Mara Lion?
Oh, and then thanks for playing on with your brother. Thank you for piling on with your brother. I really appreciate that. That's
the OS.
Oh, by the way, this other trip.
Leopard and then lion.
Shut up, both of you.
It's almost Kruger.
The reason the weather was so bad, this is the other trip when I remember walking through, you know this airport, where it says what, Valley of the Sun?
Yes.
Phoenix International Airport.
Sky Harbor,
Valley of the Sun, big picture of the sun, and sheets of rain. You know, just
really
my incredible track record. Yeah, I mean, I went to Hawaii and it rained. I went to Phoenix and it rained. Everywhere, every good trip I've ever gone on has been crappy weather.
I can't believe that rain in Phoenix.
It was raining in Phoenix.
Yeah,
it hardly ever happens that I pick the day, and I'm landing in the plane with the plane going.
Did you just go for the day?
Oh yeah, yeah. We just took the private jet and went for the day, Oscar. played a quick 18.
It was the go-go
18 at the TPC of Phoenix.
Wanted to see a movie.
Just decided to take a quick 18 at the TPC Scottsdale, hop on a plane, and go back out again. No, I loved Arizona. I've been to Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, probably 2 or 3 times. Really, really enjoyed myself.
Did you see your brother-in-law Joe Arpaio when you were out there?
Yes, Sheriff Joe was out there. He said, "Come on down here. I want to see some of these inmates. They've got pink suits on." I said, "Ha ha ha! Let's go down and throw rocks at them." It was big fun. Really, really, really good.
Now
time.
That is a holiday.
Did they catch the MF-er that was like shooting people from the highway? I know
they
locked
a copycat.
Well, with slingshots, right?
Yeah, I had a friend.
So Dennis the Menace?
They had slingshots. They arrested kids that were shooting cars with slingshots
after
the bullet holes.
Yeah,
so
were the bullet holes? I had someone text me saying that the guy was shooting people that were texting on their phones or trying to shoot people that were texting on their phones.
Really?
That makes a lot of sense because he wants to preserve human life. Yeah. We don't want to have a tragedy when somebody's
Brian,
texting on their phone, so they might as well
do
that.
I said, stop texting.
Yeah, exactly. I hate me a sniper, boy.
We all lived through this. Here.
It was wonderful. I love Phoenix. I love the people out there. You worked out there.
I can't wait to go back, Mike. I've always said that.
Do you eventually want to? Is that where you want to settle? Do you someday want to settle
Maybe.
In that market?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. When I think about moving, I have such strong roots in this area. I think to myself, and I've actually had this conversation with Shannon. I said, you know, do we really want to pull a Mike O'Mara and just get out of here and like live our lives? He's so much happier in Florida and Maine. And then when he comes back into the town, we can make a big to-do about him coming back into town.
Yeah, because Mike is back.
Yeah, because he's back, baby. And
hey, Rob, me. me. And put the artwork up on your page, you hump.
I will.
All right? Since you don't know how to get a text message, you dick.
And then I think that I'm just like a DC guy. I'd like to honestly, what I would love to do in the long run is be able to take a month or 2 months and go and see my sister or go and go to Phoenix.
Is there a city scene in Phoenix that...
No, there's no city. I just have some great memories and the weather and the...
I know you love
the
weather.
And the cost of living is so much cheaper in these other areas.
Right.
That,
not in
that's
Phoenix.
Really attractive. In Phoenix, yeah, absolutely it's cheaper.
Is it cheaper in Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. Please.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I want to say it's 25 20 to 25% cheaper in Phoenix than it is here.
Oh, you know what? I've got it right here. I actually read a house that you would buy in Phoenix for $175,000 in Washington D.C. You would pay $4,835,000.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
But yeah, ideally to get away for an extended period of time. People do that all the time in the city. Either they go to the beach or they have lake houses. I know why now that they. I mean, if you can do it. More power to you because you just get away
people,
from the slog,
here it
right?
is. More people work from home now. More people are able to do that with our computer technology. And, you know, I tell everybody that that is something that's very, very cool. However, you know, it's difficult because you have to realize that you're going to go through an adjustment period where the one we're in right now, which is you feel a little bit nomadic. You almost feel like you're on the road constantly. I know that doesn't make any sense because I roost here for a long time,
right?
And I roost down there, but it's still I want to get to it. I'll have to let you know, like in a year, how the experiment works,
like,
because I still feel unsettled,
like a lack of permanence.
Well, like for example, family and friends up here. These people have been doing this for 40 years. 50 years. Mm-hmm. And people are, you know, I was watching a story about foreign countries where the roots are so much deeper because these civilizations have been around for so much longer. And that's what it's kind of all about. And when your roots are, when you're in an area where the roots are very deep, you actually, if you come into that, it takes a long time to get in there. Even though my family's
been
up here.
Well, because you're the new guy.
I'm the family member that never spent time because I was doing my radio stuff, and I was never here. I was never here for marriages. I was never here for funerals. I was never here for the big events. So you have to kind of get used to that and allow yourself to be in a position that I'm never comfortable with, which is being the unknown person at the party, the unknown person.
Well,
at the,
you're used to being the celebrity.
We all talk about how spoiled. We get spoiled because we go to an appearance and it's like, hey.
They come to us.
And then, you know, you go back down south and it's the same thing, only a much smaller scale. They've been down there for a lot of these people 10, 15
and
years.
And half of them are just have like limited shelf lives.
By the time you get to know them,
they're out.
Yeah, this is true. So,
you know, they're on that dusty road.
You know, it's kind of like going to war, isn't it, Oscar? You really don't want to make any friends in Saving Private Ryan. Really don't want to make a friend in that platoon.
No, because you're the youngest in your community.
I don't want to make any more friends in my platoon because I'm just going to lose them, so I'm not going to get close to anybody.
How many times have you been reading the paper in Florida and you just say, oh, I liked him?
Speaking of World War II, do I have a story for you? We'll tell you all about Nazi fun when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. That's right, everybody. Hey, turn up your podcast device. Nazis coming up on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I want to tell you about Stamps.com. There has got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. First of all, going to the post office takes way too much time. Second, leasing a postage meter takes way too much money. True. The solution is Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can easily buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your desk with your own computer and your own printer. Even get special postage discounts that you can't find at the post office. Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter. At a fraction of the cost, you can save at least 50% using Stamps.com instead of an old-fashioned postage meter. Plus, you'll never waste your valuable time at the post office again, which is good because you've got better things to do than search for a parking place and then stand in line, yuck, and wait for the holidays. My God, it's going to be horrible.
The worst.
We've used Stamps.com for years. You should, too. It keeps our D.C. to Maine pipeline wide open while saving time and money. Stamps.com is the best right now. Use our special promo code TMOS for this special offer, a four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. All right, let me get out of this and into this because I want to bring up this story that caught my eye. I don't know if this is one that was sent to us or whether this is just something that I stumbled across.
It is truly shoe on the other foot day because normally I'm the one who brings all the fun, Nazi stuff to the show. And well, here you are bringing some Nazi stuff to me.
Would you like to know the headline? And let me give the website here. I think this is...
RobSpiewak.com.
It's called Complex. I'm not sure. That's the column that she writes. Nazis were fueled by crystal meth, according to a new book.
What?
The abominable actions of Adolf Hitler and his Nazi soldiers were fueled by meth, according to records. A new book. Oh, this is one of them German books.
Sure.
Der Total Rausch.
Oh, yeah.
The Total Rush by German writer Norman Ohler will profile the rampant drug use after years of researching both German and U.S. records. Ohler, his research shocked him mostly because... First of all, you have Hitler using a lot of drugs. And the Nazis, let me see, said the drugs are what helped maintain the Hitler delusion to the end. So the fact that he was on so many drugs created this kind of deluded monster.
Sure, sure.
It does now, that's the first I've read it. I read it as I'm reading it to you. I have to tell you this. Do you immediately... think apology? It sounds like are they trying to say, oh, it was the drugs that did it with Hitler? They do over there. I worry about those Germans.
I think this is another nail in the coffin type deal where they say, well, he did all this, and this, and he made meth. And do you think he made his own?
Okay, let me share this. Nazis took to Pervitin, a pill like crystal meth. At first, it was an over-the-counter drug sold in European pharmacies, guaranteeing alertness. Yeah, boy, would you like to be alert? According to Ohler, one pill was enough to keep Nazis awake for hours.
To keep Nazis awake. Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing worse than a sleeping Nazi, Mike.
They said it right on the bottle.
Meanwhile, can you imagine Hitler going into the drugstore and saying, I would like to have 20 containers of Mucinex D.
Can we have your license, please, sir?
I'm so very sleepy. Could you give me some Pervitin, please? I'd like to stay awake for hours! Anyway, it made Nazis think of it like coffee. Once the effects wore off...
this is great Pervitin.
I take a chance sometimes. Sometimes that... There we go. This one, this right now is rolling to the wall. Okay, we're going to get some extra bass.
How do you spell Pervitin?
Pervitin.
Okay,
and they said it's a pill like crystal meth. Nazis thought...
Yes?
Nazis thought of it like coffee. Once the effects wore off, Nazis became short-tempered and angry.
Oh, you think? So when they were on Pervitin, what, they were pleasant? Pleasant Nazi. Okay. Such a smile on you.
Now, in 2005, this magazine report, Der Spiegel, out of 98 Rock in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's published in Baltimore.
Explained how Pervitin made its way into the hands of German soldiers, citing a military doctor's experiment of it on 90 college students. They're great people, huh? We're going to test the effect of the drug. Bring in the college students. Well, you know, they're doing it anyway, right?
We will see you at the student union.
Oh, wow. Oh, see, here we go. Now there's lots of good Nazi in here. The doctor said the pill would help win the war. It would help win the war.
Well, sure.
Not even 6 months later, and millions of the drug were flown to the Nazis, and they were handed out before invasions.
Wow.
This is a big story, isn't it?
You know
it?
What? This tradition still exists when people hand out Excedrin on tax night. The people they show up at the post office. But now they're handing out Pervitin before
without the donuts.
No, I think there was probably...
Do they have a Pervitin open wheel race team?
Ohler, the author of the book, said Pervitin was specifically used for blitzkriegs.
Of course.
Like the invasion of Sudetenland.
Sudetenland.
Poland. What is it? Sudetenland.
Sorry,
I forgot we were dealing with Goebbels here. He knows all
don't
the
mess it up,
details
Mike.
About that.
Hey, yeah. Don't you think it was the drugs that made him crazy, Mike?
Where's Sudetenland? Where the hell is the Sudetenland?
It is adjacent to Poland, I think. Is it not?
Okay. Yeah, because they say Poland and France.
Okay.
It says Hitler used heroin, doping agents, and other hard drugs, according to his physician, Dr. Theodor Morell's notes. And he may or may not have used Pervitin. If he did, it would have made for a dangerous combination since long-term meth use could have neurological effects causing aggressive behavior.
Well, you know what? This is probably why
that's good.
This is probably why we never saw Hitler smile. Yeah. All his teeth had fallen out.
Well, this came from the Daily Beast, and you know, I just thought that was a little funny for everybody with that, you know.
Mike,
Walter White, Adolf Hitler. There you go.
It is simply like a cup of coffee. It's all it is. It's like a cup of coffee.
It's interesting. I think that, yeah, who would have put it past them, right? They did a lot of bad stuff, those Nazis. Maybe they enjoyed that as well. But I always thought, even from the pictures that I saw, Hitler's teeth looked okay.
And that was the, you know, his agents, the people that represented Hitler, the people that represented Hitler's brand. They said, you know what? You're doing great, but what we need from you, smile more. Make yourself likable.
I don't know enough about Hitler's paintings, but were they psychedelic?
No, Hitler painted like houses. He was a house painter. It wasn't like a guy did like.
I thought
portraits.
He actually painted.
No. He was like a house painter. No.
Don't you sometimes leave the studio, Oscar, and feel as though you've been educated? A
absolutely,
little bit
heroin, meth. Yeah.
That's right.
Genocide.
Two coats.
All right. So I've been meaning to talk about this for 2 days now, and speaking of Germans, I think that this is the German version of the folklore at Christmas time when we talk about Krampus. Rob, you're the show historian, and when we talk about Krampus, we talk about the... I was trying to explain this to my wife the other day, that you have in certain European countries, the legend of the jolly Saint Nick is not the same as ours. And when you have like a Sinterklaas or a Saint Nick or whatever the different German Scandinavian traditions are, you got a good guy, but you also have a bad guy.
You got to have a bad guy. It's sort of like they make it into almost like a terroristic thing. The kids have to behave. If you behave, you're rewarded. But if you don't behave, there's consequences.
Just quickly, when Rob dismissed me and said he painted houses, he was an actual painter. I remember learning that in college.
But I know, but you know what? I doff my cap to thee.
Yes.
But he
how
was
do I
also,
know more about Hitler than you do?
Well, it's, I think because you're a little screwed up here. Yeah. But he also did. He was a house painter as well. So,
well, the only reason this comes, there's a movie coming out, a Christmas movie coming out, that's entitled Krampus. And you might wonder, who is Krampus? Who the hell is Krampus? Well, I went to the website, Krampus.com.
Oh, he has his own website.
Oh, he does. And it's billed as the home of the Christmas devil.
Oh, no.
And by the way, I see myself during the holidays sitting alone in a theater. Mrs. O'Meara has already indicated she will not be attending this film with me. No. I may very well
is
be seeing it on
to be
opening
some
day.
Some sort of comedy as well, though?
Well, it's got some comedic actors in it. And it's got a fairly decent cast as well. We'll talk about the movie in a second, but let me give you a little background, because Don, on the show that we used to do, Don and Mike, we used to have a lot of talk of the traditions around Christmas. I know Black Peter was featured prominently, and we used to love those little they're really bat-ass traditions.
Well, what we can do, we can bring it back this year if you would spare a segment. I'll do Christmas around the world. But
Christmas around the world.
The thing about Black Peter is that if you misbehave, Black Peter will put you in a bag.
And take you to Spain.
Take you to Spain.
Do you know my older daughters now, my 20-year-old and my 18-year-old, I will say, hey, now come on, let's go. We got to go. Faster, I'm going to put you in a bag. And they still go, and take us to Spain. it made an impact on me.
Yeah.
Krampus is, let me share this with you. Krampus is the dark companion of St. Nicholas, the traditional European winter gift bringer who rewards good children each year on December 6th. See, they even have a different stupid time for it.
Well, they wanted to get it in before the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. It's a busy month.
The kindly old saint leaves the task of punishing bad children to a hellbound counterpart known by many names across the continent. Nex Ruprecht is one of the names.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
What?
You got to go to Krampus.com.
This is horrifying.
You have to go to Krampus because there's a second name here, and I am not exaggerating it.
Okay.
I'll pull it up.
The next name, okay, I'm going to give you all the names. Necht Ruprecht, Perkton, Black Peter, Schmutzli, Pels Nickel, Klauboff, Krampus. But the second one is Serta.
No! Have you ever punished a bad child? How does he spell Serta?
Exactly.
C-E-R-T-A. Necht Ruprecht, Serta, Perkton, Black Peter, Schmutzli, Pels Nickel, Klauboff, and Krampus. Now, Krampus is usually seen as a classic devil with horns, cloven hooves, and a monstrous tongue. But he can also be spotted as a sinister gentleman dressed in black or a hairy man-beast.
Or, Mike, as a P1 who hosts a podcast about another podcast.
Man, I didn't know that.
Serta.
That Marcus Serta is Krampus.
Get in my bag.
Here's what Krampus does. Krampus punishes the naughty children, swatting them with switches and rusty chains.
Oh. It's like gang violence, man.
Before dragging them in baskets to a fiery place below. So can you think about us as children when we grew up with the legend of Santa Claus, and thank God, this is another reason to thank the good old USA, yes, that we did not have the counterbalance. But then again, one could argue perhaps this is why the children in America have tended to be a little bratty during the holidays, because there was never the counterbalance. You know, he knows if you've been naughty or nice, and what are we going to get? We're going to get a piece of coal. That's as bad as it gets. What if you're going to get hit with a rusty chain, thrown into a basket, and thrown into hell?
Yeah, exactly.
That might be a little bit more difficult.
You keep your room clean then.
Let me see. Krampus is celebrated on the night of Krampus, which is known as Krampusnacht.
Oh, Krampus Night, of course. Mm-hmm.
Which takes place on the eve of St. Nicholas Day in Austria, northern Italy, and other parts of Europe. Partygoers masquerade as devils. Well, now, see, this is where Europe starts to get fun. I bet that's a hell of a party, right?
Yeah.
I bet that's a party where they actually maybe have certain outfits that are, I don't know, I'm just putting my own.
Look, it's crotchless Krampus.
Like it's a sexy Santa crawl.
Partygoers masquerade.
Sexy Krampus call?
Crawl. Krampus crawl. Yeah,
right.
Talk about horny.
Yeah, you don't want to go out when you have your Krampuses, though. Partygoers masquerade as devils, wild men, and witches, there we are, to participate in the Krampustauf, which is the Krampus run. Intoxicated and bearing torches.
Yes, okay.
Costumed devils caper and carouse through the streets, terrifying child and adult alike. How effed up is this? Seriously,
well,
in
you
Austria.
Well, you know, I do love America. I think it's the best nation in the world, but we don't have enough capering. That's our problem. Mm-hmm. We need to run around with torches making the children scared.
But the name of the movie is Krampus, and I saw the trailer for it, and basically a family gets together, and they're not that nice a family. They're really not that nice a bunch of people, and I guess a big blizzard shuts off power to the town, and then it's not St. Nicholas that arrives. It's this dude.
Yeah, he was snowed out.
Yeah.
He was snowed out. The European practice of mummery during the winter solstice season can be traced back tens of thousands of years. Villagers across the continent dress up as animals, wild men, and mythic figures to parade and perform humorous plays.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of this stuff that goes on in Europe.
I love, and, you know, it almost suggests like Fat Tuesday going into Ash Wednesday, where they have the last blowout before the Holy Day. Mm-hmm. So before St. Nicholas Day, they're running around dressed as Satan incarnate. But it seems that the scaring of children, I think that's where they cross the line. I don't think you can pull that off with good conscience.
There apparently in the United States is a hunger for a darker Christmas holiday that has made the evil Santa Claus character a staple of pop culture, seen in movies like Rare Exports and The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right.
That's true. You know, we get a little, there seems to be, and this Krampus is going to fall right into this.
That one movie where there was like an evil
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
No. There was an evil, it wasn't like Shamrock. It was around.
The Leprechaun?
Yeah.
Or just Leprechaun?
Leprechaun.
Yeah, it was called Leprechaun.
But that was in itself like really freaky.
That's
true. Oscar, but it says here that in 2013, Krampus was featured on the popular animated show American Dad. So it's actually, you know, worked its way. But this is the first time.
Those are the
Krampus
roots. I would say Krampus, Don and Mike actually get the credit for even bringing it up.
Mm-hmm. I really think we did
Black Peter. I think we broke Black Peter.
That. There are few things that I will take credit for, but I seriously remember that nobody was. We thought it was one of the funniest things
ever.
I
was a listener then, and I remember sitting there being like, what is going on?
I remember it was in the Washington Times, so no one knew about it.
So,
really? Yeah. Guys, lifting it from the Times?
That's where we got the story, yeah.
And to, awesome. To be fair, we probably spent a little more time on Black Peter than we did on Krampus himself. But I know I did a character of Krampus, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, I believe you did.
Hey, Mike, when you
he will be coming this holiday season. I just
sometimes
like to point
twice.
That out. When you used to do the radio in the 80s, before the internet, right?
Right.
Yes.
Would you, Rob, walk in and lay out like newspaper articles?
Every day. I would have newspapers everywhere. That's how
I read four papers a day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it. And it was horrible because really, to be honest with you, I'll tell you something. The USA Today, when that came into existence, that newspaper, because it was so condensed and it was so tabloidy, but with real information.
Right.
That was a DJ Bible. And then, if you were looking for real comedy material, you would go into regular newspapers and go to the back pages and try to find. I remember going every single day, going through town news,
the
state news to see what was happening. And it was mostly hard news. So it was it's much different than it is today.
I believe one of the best sources was, I think it was in the Washington Times. They had news from every state, and it was like a 3-sentence story from each of the 50.
Mm-hmm.
And there was usually one that was just nutty enough to research.
Just one.
Yeah.
And that
was like a Christmas day. If you found a good story. Yeah.
Well, it's also why we, we gave money to the Florida campaign. It was one of Florida even back then. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Well, that's interesting. Krampus coming to a theater near you.
Your pick to click.
We'll talk more about it, but I'm going to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. A real go-getter
told me that she loved me. Hello, this is Matt Blue. Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in. Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. I hate mail, it's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Thanks, Pony. Yeah. Appreciate that.
Good read.
Hey, we're so excited to have Blue Apron back on the show. The last thing you want to do after work is go to the grocery store and then have to prep and cook a complicated meal. I'll tell you, takeout is ridiculous, too. It's unhealthy and expensive. That's why you need Blue Apron. Mm-hmm. I am so excited about Blue Apron. Carla whipped up some Blue Apron for me Sunday, and I will tell you that it was hard for me to believe that I was eating healthy, but I was. I was eating something that was 700 calories per serving.
Wow.
And I'm going to show those people that are watching us right now a picture of this delightful late summer pork bolognese, a pasta dish that was so beautiful, so gorgeous, really, really good, sauteed together with vegetables called sofrito, onion, celery, and carrot. Great combination for pasta and delicious pork with tomatoes topped with sharp Parmesan. It was so good. Maybe I've had a lot of great things on Blue Apron. This was my favorite so far, and I'm not kidding you. Late summer pork bolognese. If you can get that at Blue Apron, please check it out. Blue Apron even offers kid-friendly family plans so the whole family can cook and eat together. Each meal takes only 30 minutes to prepare. Shipping is free, and the menus are always new. They won't send the same meal twice. I'm drooling. I'm talking so much about it. Incredible meals, and the quality and freshness will blow you away. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Check out this week's menu, and check out Carla's pictures of all the great Blue Apron food that she's cooking for. Mwah! You get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. It's our treat, really. The first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS and try that late summer pork bolognese. You will love it.
News.
A medieval researcher said he's found the earliest written examples of the F word.
Nice.
So two things. One, this story will involve the phrases F or F word, and two, it's totally worth it. Dr. Paul Booth is an honorary senior research fellow at Keele University in England. He recently was going through some medieval legal documents, specifically the Chester County Court plea rolls from December 8th in the year. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
1310.
Wow.
In the notes written by the court clerk, he found three examples of an interesting name. Roger F. by the Navel.
What?
That's in the rolls in 1310, huh. as in Roger F. by the Navel, but use the word. Yeah. To put it more current terms, Roger, the guy who tried to have belly button sex. Dr. Booth says it probably wasn't the guy's real last name, but a derogatory nickname, but that was how people referred to him. In other words, the clerk didn't put it in the notes as a joke. Here's the quote. I suggest it could either mean an actual attempt at copulation by an inexperienced youth, later reported by a rejected girlfriend, or an equivalent of the word dimwit, i.e., a man who might think that that was the correct way to go about doing the deed. As Dr. Booth puts it, quote, 14th century revenge porn. Roger was accused of a serious criminal charge, but it's not clear what it was, and he was eventually kicked out of the county. So 1310, if you want to know how early the F word was used, there it is. I think that's kind of special.
Well, I think we should give credit to the guy who's doing the books. He invented a very important word.
F by the navel.
Exactly.
Disney is developing another Mary Poppins movie. Yay. Fortunately, it's not going to be a remake. It'll be more like a sequel. It will be set in Depression-era London 20 years after the original.
That sounds
Entertainment
fun.
Weekly, yeah, it does. Well, you know, we'll be first in line for that. I'm going to Krampus. Entertainment Weekly claims it's not being developed as a sequel per se, but, quote, it will explore Mary's further adventures with the Banks family and beyond, as illustrated by P.L. Travers' 7 additional Mary Poppins novels. She, now, I didn't know she wrote a bunch of them.
But based on the books, I could see that.
Yeah.
And it's a hard R, right?
Yes, it's a hard R, Rob. Absolutely. It got a lot of tasteful nudity. If you saw Saving Mr. Banks, you know that Disney really had to fight for the rights to the first movie, and Travers did not want any animation in it, but she passed away 20 years ago, and Disney has cleared the sequel with her estate. So I don't know if they're going to have any animation in this one, but Rob Marshall is the director. He did Chicago, so he's a pretty big name, and there's no word on any casting or a release date just yet.
I saw a primitive version of the script, and you won't believe what Mr. Banks does to Mary's belly button.
F by the navel. Amelia Clark. Anybody know that name? Huh?
Clark.
Anybody?
Oh,
come on
no.
now. Oscar, that's for you. That's you should know. You
Amelia,
should know.
I know. No, I don't.
Think of Game of Thrones.
Oh,
is that my princess? My queen?
That's Khaleesi.
Khaleesi, yes.
Oh, your poor cat.
Yeah.
Amelia Clark must know that one of the main reasons we're all aware of Game of Thrones is the sex and nudity, particularly hers, but she still thinks the show goes too far.
Yeah, but now, she's uppity, though. This because she got buck naked the first season.
She's
it got
uppity.
Popular, and then she said no more. They have to put doubles in for her body
now. Aren't they CGI-ing
her
breasts?
I feel gypped.
Yeah.
Didn't they do a body double for the queen, too, when the queen did that long walk
just
of shame?
Just because you're famous doesn't mean you can't get naked, especially when you look good.
That's right. Yeah. That's what Oscar says.
I don't like seeing that floating head walking down the aisle.
Yeah, it looks like
when I know it's someone else's body.
Looks like a bobblehead.
That's not fun. When you saw that, let me ask you this. When you saw that, because you're a nudity fan, when you saw that the first time, did you know before you saw the scene that it was fake?
It looked a little I was watching it with Shannon because I forced her to watch Game of Thrones with me, and I say, that looks too perfect, right? It just looked too perfect. Then the next day it comes out that it wasn't her, and I said, I knew it.
I watched it after the fact knowing it had been CGI'd, and
it does ruin it.
It looked like when they put Mrs. Soprano in 2 episodes after she died.
It's not right.
It's just not right.
I think we speak for all the nudity watches. Yeah. Come on. We'd rather have no nudity. Well, maybe not. I don't know.
There's always a way to work in nudity.
When you sign the contract, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
Don't change the rules of the game once you're in there.
Here's Khaleesi's quote. She says, sex scenes should be more subtle. I'm British, so I cringe at that sort of thing anyway.
Do you?
I can't stand it.
In season 1.
She says, I don't want to have sex thrown in my face, and I've always thought the suggestion is so much more titillating than the act itself. Most sex scenes you see in films or on TV are gratuitous, and they're usually just to attract an audience. Hello. What pays your salary, lady. Come on.
Says the woman that was CGI'd nude into a roaring fire where she had 3 dragon babies.
Or as I like to call it, the moment I was hooked on Game of Thrones. Thank you very much. She says on screen, the more subtle, the better. So it's not going to change. You still got that that wife of the king who's a naughty. She doesn't mind the nudity.
Still enough hungry actresses on that set.
Entourage star Adrian Grenier got in some trouble with an Instagram post on September 11th. It was an image of the Twin Towers with the message RIP, the 2,996 Americans who died on 9/11. RIP, the 1,455,590 innocent Iraqis who died during the U.S. invasion for something they didn't do. Okay, I understand he wants to let people know that people shouldn't have died, but that's timing is everything. And that was
your Vincent Chase. You had a flop of a movie. Right. Stick to the script. Cool. America first.
What if he did nudity? Would it be better?
I like that. After
getting a while I don't totally mirror my my hawk colleagues friends over there.
Hawk.
After getting some serious backlash, he deleted it and replaced it with a less controversial post like a painting of firefighters raising a flag at Ground Zero and a pause sign that's supposed to look like the World Trade Center.
That's an actual scene from Entourage that was cut from the movie where Vincent tweeted out something inappropriate and then his agent E has to call him and say, "What are you thinking?" And then he's on a coke binge. He says, "Oh, fine. I'll just put up the picture of the American flag and a firefighter." That's how they go back and forth.
Nice.
All right, Rob Spiewak, this is for you. Get ready.
Thank you.
More than 800 items owned by Ringo Starr and his wife Barbara Bach are going to auction, including rare Beatles memorabilia like his three-piece drum kit used in more than 200 performances.
Wow.
And a Rickenbacker guitar known as the Beatlebacker that John Lennon owned and later gave to Starr. The unprecedented number of Beatles-owned objects will be offered December 4th through 5th at Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills. This is Ringo. "We have so much stuff, and a lot of it we haven't seen in 20 to 30 years." He's 75, by the way, and he said that in an interview from London. He said the idea for the auction came after the Grammy Museum in L.A. asked to do an exhibition about his life in music in 2013-14. So that's going to be
But everything that's really going to sell are like, I guess, items that other people own, not what Ringo Starr owned.
Yeah, but the fact that he owns it makes it collectible.
Really?
And can you imagine that any
the
crap
drum sets
owned,
are pretty. Drum
well,
sets
you know
are amazing.
How I feel about the Beatles.
And that guitar. That guitar will bring a lot of money because that's a John Lennon guitar.
You think he's broke?
No, I think he's doing okay.
He gives portions of this to charity, so just a portion. But no, he certainly likes money, I think he's pocketing some of that money.
I love trolling you guys because you're such Beatles fans. Like, no,
I'm not. I like the Beatles.
He's
I'm not like not Rob,
broke.
Though.
He's got money.
Well,
he asked Gary to pay for the parking at Capitol Records. I know that.
And now a little something. This is right in our home base, guys. Does it get more Greek than this?
What?
Here we go. An intoxicated sorority leader was arrested early Saturday night after she urinated on the floor of a frozen yogurt shop near the University of Iowa.
Hey, that's a category.
Near the campus, according to police, cops were called to Yotopia, which bills itself as Iowa City's original froyo, after a woman relieved herself inside the business around 7 p.m. Officers identified the suspect as Justine Rands, a 20-year-old University of Iowa student. Rands, cops reported, smelled of booze and was slurring her speech and had bloodshot, watery eyes. Nothing that I don't look like coming in every morning.
Sure.
Rands had an empty flask that smelled of alcohol, allegedly gave cops false information, claiming that her driver's license was actually that of a friend. When not attending classes and urinating in froyo joints, the college junior serves as new member educator for the Chi Omega sorority.
Chi Omega. It's not bad. I
was in the Greek life a little bit. I should have known that. Chi Omega sorority. Earlier this month, Rands helped organize the sorority's bid day, which welcomed 61 new members to the Chi Omega chapter. There she is. And no word on whether or not she will have to relinquish her Captain Steve scholarship.
Thank you.
Like a fun young lady.
Yeah, she likes to have a good time.
Very good. Okay. Then she's backing Trump. We'll take a break and we'll have the audio ball to Rob Spiewak right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. You got me running, going out of my mind.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, Tony.
Do you know where Vaseline comes from?
From the drugstore.
I mean, where did it originally come from?
Well, I do know because I'm the one who's going to play the game and test you.
That's right. It's the origin of everyday things on the next episode of the Tony Perkins Show. Plus, Gary buys a heating pad. That's an exciting show.
Wait till you find out.
TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
What was that?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rofo, who is our big winner in the FanDuel situation? It's week one of fantasy football. How'd your team do? Let's find out. FanDuel.com, the leader in one-week fantasy football. And we had our Mike O'Mara Show League this week. You got to get in early if you want to get it in next week. Do we have the results?
I actually have the results, Mike.
Rob Spiewak has the results.
Yeah, here are some key performers this week. Coming in at number 85, Dan Von Herman. 78, intern Adrian. Mike!
Whoa, hold on a second. Dan Von Herman, like Katie's husband?
Yeah, he came in at number 85. I thought he wanted to mention.
Was he in the money?
He was not at number 85. You know who else was?
But you just mentioned him because you wanted to get Katie's husband in there,
and
right?
You know who else was not in the money at number 65? Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara. So I went down from my previous seed. I knew that because that hump for Philadelphia had a Sam Bradford had a terrible
game. At number 41, your old buddy Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak.
But you know who did finish in the money? Number 8, Rob Ford.
Rob Ford.
Weird. Wait a second.
Oh, are you in tomorrow? Are you in tomorrow or not? Are you in tomorrow on the show?
I might be able to be.
Yes, I need you tomorrow. We need a segment with you about that. We're going to discuss that.
And, of course,
he's my general manager. What's he got his own team for?
And congratulations to our big winner this week, Rob Sake, coming in at number 1. You can compete next
congratulations.
Week.
Congratulations. How much money did he win? Did
75 bones.
Wow. 75 bones. That's wonderful.
Nice
congratulations.
Job.
All right, we're talking about FanDuel. Once you get in our league, you can compete against Mike, Rob, and Oscar by going to FanDuel.com and apparently Rofo as well. That's FanDuel.com/TMOS. $5 buys a lot of fun. My general manager, Rob Ford, starting his own team and winning money. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code TMOS and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Remember to enter TMOS at FANDUEL.com. FanDuel, where every single day is a new season. Sign up today. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, September 15, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Let's do it, Jacob.
Hey, Mike and Bea. It's time for audio vault.
The 21st season of Dancing with the Stars began last night, and normally I wouldn't mention it.
Sorry, I don't know. The crowd didn't like that, Rob.
I think you're going to be on board when you find out Gary Busey is among the stars. And when he competed, his score
That'd
was...
That'd be a no on that one also. Gary Busey isn't going to get me.
He scored a 15, and his answer to that was, if you add up the digits, that's 6, and that's a double trinity. So whatever they take from that. But here following his dance. I love to watch him working with Bergeron.
Well, the reason they're screaming and whistling is because I paid them a dollar.
That's it?
No. How much fun do I have out there?
Yes, sir.
And fun, F-U-N, that right. stands for finally understanding nothing.
Can I ask a question?
Yes. Yeah, please.
Can I ask a question about Gary
Busey?
Yeah. Does he smoke cartons of Marlboros when he's not? Because he sounds like it's the lack of breath. Like
yeah, there's that.
Fun is nothing. You know, it sounds like he's got a little.
That's very good.
Yeah.
COPD. Yeah. Well, I used to do that.
Can you say double trinity?
That's a double trinity.
All right.
Hard to do.
Anyway,
to
do we will keep an eye on him. I don't think he'll be around that long on the show or actually in life. So we'll keep an eye on him. I love when people sort of push the limits of censorship. Jimmy Kimmel came out and almost like Letterman last night, didn't start with a joke, started talking about how he has too many ants in his house.
Ants have taken over my home. Thousands of them, maybe millions of them. I haven't counted, but... This has been going on gradually, and first they took our kitchen, and I thought that would be it. I was willing to let them have the kitchen, but then they invaded, for some reason, my backpack, which had no food in it. I don't know if they're trying to steal my secrets or what. I've done everything they say to do to fight these ants. We spray. They ignore the spray. We caulk the things. They eat the caulk. We re-caulk. And the little cocksuckers gobble right through them.
Fantastic. I loved it. And Mike's so sad. At the age of 65 yesterday, we lost Oreo Speedwagon guitarist Gary Richrath.
Is there a celebrity death that you will not share?
Well, no, because there's a reason.
How low do you go? Because I saw that and I said, no, he won't use that one.
Question, Dosker, do you know what an Oreo Speedwagon is?
Oh, is it a real wagon, like a radio?
I know what it
wagon?
Is. I think I know.
I don't know.
Is it a hearse?
No, it's a vintage fire truck.
Oh.
And it was the Oreo Speedwagon. Anyway, he will
Oreo.
Be missed. And then,
is it Oreo?
It is R-E-O.
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 Oh, wow.
Spelled R-E-O. Mike, it's sad when you have a name that isn't good. And when you are in the RFA fighting division and your name is Danny Manus, M-A-I-N-U-S. And when the Australian announcer gets excited when Manus is fighting Chavez, you never can know what he's going to say.
Trying to slash Manus open. Manus getting beaten on.
What's the back of the head?
Could be in trouble here, Manus. But Manus is relaxed here, Pat. Still riding the back of Manus. Good defense here from Manus. There is a cut on Manus. Manus is in a bit of pain here.
You watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Manus. Manus could be in trouble. Manus all bloodied up here.
Well, Manus is bleeding all over Chavez's chest.
Manus just bleeding.
Stop for a second. Stop. Do you think they knew?
Of course they did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had to know.
They had to know.
Those were taken out over a whole fight. So
they were.
Maybe, I want to think maybe Manus is bleeding.
I think, well, he giggles at that point.
All I know is
that
anytime Manus is bleeding all over Chavez, I say call the fight. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Our show today brought to you by Harry's. Some people hate waking up in the morning. I love to wake up because I wake up to Harry's. I wake up to a better shave, a razor that feels great in my hand and on my face, and I wake up knowing that I didn't spend a fortune on razor blades. Harry's.com was started by two guys who are passionate about creating a better shaving experience, and right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first purchase of a starter set by using the code TMOS at checkout. How do they do it? Harry's bought a razor factory in Germany that's been making the highest quality blades for nearly a century. They ship from the factory straight to you, which cuts out the middleman, so you get the best shave and factory direct prices. Shipping is always free, and there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Say goodbye to choosing between expensive brands or cheap disposables, and say hello to Harry's. High-quality blades at a price you'll love. Go to harrys.com right now and enter the code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off your first purchase. That's a month's worth of shaving for just $10 with the TMOS code at checkout. Remember, harrys.com and the code TMOS. They're the best. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying we'll join you next time for another edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.